We still need food, and we need money to buy food with. That's the big thing. We've now got a drive-through process. You order your food online. You just go to crosslines.org, and there's a link on there, and then you drive up to the building, and it's waiting outside for you whenever you get here.
And Tom, you guys have got other agencies over there that are also in need of some things, too.
You know, Crosslines has been around since 1969, and we have a lot of contacts in the community, and we work with a lot of folks, and others reach out to us. And another need is the Diaper Bank of the Ozarks, and that's another nonprofit that's housed right here in Crosslines, and they distribute over 1 million diapers a year. They go all the way down into northwest Arkansas, over to Tennessee and Oklahoma, and up towards Kansas City, and they have a lot of agencies that they're helping, and their diaper supplies have started to dwindle, and they especially need size 5 diapers.
Tom, if people are wanting to donate any of these items, if they're wanting to help, what's the best thing they can do?
So they can bring it still here to Crosslines. We are accepting donations. We've got it separate from where you get your groceries at, so they're going to go to the west end of the building. It's where our truck loading docks are. We just want to make sure we keep that 6-foot rule and keep everybody safe. So.
And Crosslines is located near the intersection of Chestnut and Glenstone. And Tom, if they want to make a donation online, can they do that too?
They can. They can just go to crosslines.org, hit the donate button. They can even call here at 417-869-0563, and we can just take the donation if they want to use a credit card or something like that. We are located at 615 North Glenstone, which is the southwest corner of Chestnut Expressway and Glenstone. We're a little bit hard to find if you're not looking for us. There's a Mexican restaurant and a Mongolian restaurant right out front. You're going to pull in the Mongolian restaurant and go right behind it, and there's a big 24,000-square-foot building sitting back there with our name on it.